Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every few years, it seems, we see headlines about Social Security running out of money. In fact, we last talked with our next guest about this topic just 5 years ago. And yet, the Social Security system still has money, and its bankruptcy date keeps getting pushed further and further into the future. So, where are we now? John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital in Greenwood, South Carolina, and he's back to help us with this topic. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be back.
I see a headline here from Kiplinger. When will Social Security and Medicare trust funds run out? What does it tell you?
The Social Security trust accounts are really split up between two accounts. One is the typical old age and survivors benefits. It's what most people think of when they think of Social Security. But there's also the disability insurance trust fund that holds money for disability payments. Right now, the calculations are that the old age and survivors trust fund would run out of money in 2033. Now, the disability trust fund, that's different. That has a longer lifespan projection on it. And right now, the calculations are that trust fund would have funds all the way up until 2052.
Okay, and so what are some of the solutions here for the Social Security Old Age and Survivors Program, the part that's supposedly going to need more money by 2033? I know that every year the Social Security wage cap goes up, the amount of money that is earned by you that can be taxed by Social Security. That keeps going up. So is that the answer to maybe, you know, where is it at now and what do you think it needs to go to?
Yeah, I don't think it is an answer. I don't think it is the only answer to funding this deficit, that Social Security wage cap. Last year it was $160,200. This year it was increased to $168,600. That is the maximum amount of income that someone could earn that would be subject to Social Security withholding. It's not going to be the only solution. There are other opportunities. As much as no one wants to hear this, the current full retirement age for Social Security benefits for anyone born in 1960 or later is 67. Our part of the solution would be to increase that full retirement age to potentially 68, 69, 70 years of age. There's also the chance that the current payroll tax for Social Security, which is 12.4% of earnings up to that $168,600 that I mentioned earlier, that number could be increased to possibly 15%. Another even less palatable option would be decrease monthly benefits. No one on Social Security would want to hear that. No one who may be drawing Social Security in the future would want to hear that. So from a political standpoint, that would be a landmine that Washington would most likely try to avoid.
And so it sounds like to me that even though we do continue to, you know, have Social Security available, and there always seems to be solutions that, you know, push the date further out to where it's, you know, supposed to have problems. But either way, it sounds like we probably need to not count on it as our sole source of retirement income. And so it's always good to do some planning in that regard.
Yes, Mike, you're right. I suggest people plan now to supplement a larger portion of their post-retirement income by understanding what your expenses are, create a budget to understand what they may be in the future, and then set up a plan to self-fund any perceived deficits that they may have in a lower Social Security benefit or waiting later to draw Social Security benefits. So planning now can have a huge impact on how you're able to address this potential scenario when you're approaching retirement.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Great information.
Thanks, Mike.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.